coming from Michael's house down to this amazing amusement park, which is about several hundred yards, I guess, from the house. And this is, it's incredible.
Thank you.
And I want to know whether or not you did this for yourself, or did you do it for all the children that you entertain here?
For myself and the children. Every 3 weeks we have terminally ill children that come
to the house.
Yeah.
Make-A-Wish Foundation, Dream Street.
Every 3 weeks?
Starlight.
Yes. Yeah.
And these are sick children, children with cancer, and I understand they come here.
It's unbelievable.
So.
What I have to say is these are not, as I was talking to some kids who were here, these aren't just grandma rides here. These are some major rides. I mean, the Sea Dragon and the Ferris wheel, and there's that zipper over there.
The Wipeout.
Yeah, Wipeout. There are bumper cars here. It's really...
Thank you. Well, it brings out the child that lives inside of everybody. I love rides and things like that, but
Were you able to do it when you were a kid? And
not really. Sometimes.
Now you can anytime?
Every
how
day,
often do you
right
actually,
in my backyard.
How often do you actually come out here and do this?
Whenever I'm here, I come out and I go on the ride.
Well, is this a part of you, what we were talking about earlier, the pain of growing up and not being able to experience all the things that kids normally experience, and so now you are fulfilling all of those fantasies?
You compensate, yes.
Really?
Yes, that's very true.
Do you think you can ever really recapture it, though? Does it feel the same? I mean, I don't
it's
know.
It's more fun.
Is
I wouldn't
really?
Change the past if I had to. I'm enjoying myself.
And here we are inside the theater. I had one too many sugar babies here the other day at the candy counter. But the candy's here for all the kids, and Pinocchio's here, and E.T.'s here. What's fascinating to me about you is that, obviously, you have this childlike aura about you. And I see children with you, and they play with you like you are one of them. But a child did not do this. A child did not put this together.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. This is really magnificent.
Well, thank you. I love to do things for children, and I try to imitate Jesus. And I'm not saying I am Jesus. I'm not saying...
Yeah. We're clear on that.
Right.
We're trying
to imitate Jesus in the fact that he said to be like children,
mm-hmm.
to love children, to be as pure as children are,
mm-hmm.
and to make yourself as innocent and see the world through eyes of wonderment and the whole magical quality of it all. And I love that. And we have we'll have 100 bald-headed children here who they all have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're running around and they're enjoying themselves, and it just makes me cry happy tears that I was able to do that for them. You know, it makes me so pleased inside.
Well, when I came here to about a month ago to shoot commercials with you for promoting tonight's event, one of the things that really impressed me the most, and I hope you guys are getting shots of this. I don't know how you are if all the cameras are on us, but we got other cameras. Is that there are built inside the walls here beds for some of those sick children who come. And what I realized when I saw that is that you have to be a person who really cares about children to build it into your architecture.
Yes, yes. We have children that come who are intravenously. They're very sick, you know, bedridden, and they
can't sit up.
Right, they can't sit up. And these beds, they're hospital beds.
Uh-huh.
You push a button, they move up and they move down, and they're able to watch. We have a magic show. We show the current films, if it's cartoons, anything.
Uh-huh.
You know, and anything so they can escape to that world of magic that they don't get a chance to experience, the world that I was deprived of.
Now, let me ask you this.
Little.
You know, I believe everything happens in people's lives for a reason. Do you think that had you not missed a lot of the life and fun and fantasy of childhood, that you would be so in touch with children today? Would you relate to them as
you
did?
I probably would, but not as much. That's why I wouldn't change a thing.
Really?
Because I'm happy with the way things are and my caring for young people and everything.
Are you really happy now? Because you've seemed sad for a long time.
I was sad for years and years and years, but I'm happy. I'm getting there, yes. I'm very happy.
And what's made you happier?
Being able to give back,
uh-huh.
you know, and to help people. Heal the World Foundation, which I formed,
uh-huh.
which helps children and healing and the world. We're doing Heal LA, which is, we have three goals in mind, the immunization of children,
mm-hmm.
mentoring a Big Sister, Big Brother program, and education on drug abuse. And Jimmy Carter has teamed up with us to do Heal Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to go from state to state healing. You know, we've done Sarajevo. We've done lots of places.
I know. We have photographs of you from all over the world where you're with all of these children.